Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Tzadi Hei Amud Beis of Maseches Shabbos. We are holding on the end of the fourth line of Daf Tzadi Hei Amud Beis. Boi Mineu Saba, certain Zaken asked, Mei Rabbi Zeira, from Rabbi Zeira, the following Shaila. In the situation where you have an Otzitz Nakov, a flower pot with a hole at the bottom, Shoresh Keneged Nekev, Mali Yom Rabbi Shimon. What would Rabbi Shimon say when there's a root right where the hole is? Would he then be Moda that it's considered to be Mechubur Lekarka, and that if you're Tolish from that Otzitz, you're going to be Chayim? Rabbi Zeira did not answer. One time, this Zaken found Rabbi Zeira, that Rabbi Shimon is moda that the atzitz is considered mechubar if there's a hole in the atzitz with a certain shear to it. That if it was tummy beforehand, it would be nitar by breaking it this amount. Meaning, if the hole is large enough that you could remove an olive through that hole, then all of the contents of the pot are considered to be mechubar lekarka. So that Zaken said, Hashta, now I could wonder, Shorish Kenege Nekev Bayiminach Velo Amarti Velo Mide Nikev Bikte Taharoso Mibayi. Now I asked you about a din of Shorish right where the root is right across from the Nekev, and you didn't answer me anything because you weren't sure what Rabbi Shimon would say. So you had a tzad to believe that that's still not considered mechubar, even though the root is obviously being yonek directly from the karka. So you need to tell me that if the nekev is bikidei taharasa, was large enough that an olive could fit through the hole, that the zroim that are not kenegged that nekev and are not being yonek from the karka, that they're not considered to be mechubar lekarka. How could you say bepshitos that Rabbi Shimon would be moda that all the zroim are considered mechubar? So Rabbi Yitmar You want to say what Rabbi Zeira said, that Rabbi Shimon is moda in a particular case of an atzitz nakov that it's considered to be mechubar. What he meant to say is that when there's the atzitz has a hole in the bottom in a way that the atzitz is not can no longer hold revius halug from below that hole, that's considered to be mechubar lekarka, because the kli that's not machzik revius is not considered a kli at all. So now the Gemara brings the halachos of taras klicheres because of any sort of nekev that it might have. Amarav chamesh midos beklicheres. There are five different measures of a klicheres. First one is nikev kamotzi mashke. If there's enough of a hole in it that liquid would seep out of it, tarmi letami gistera. If you had such a hole in a shever klicheres that you could still use, called gistera, the halach is it's normally mekabel tuma. It would no longer be mekabel tuma b'toras gistera once it has such a hole. But vadayin kli hu lekadosh bo mechatas. If you had such a hole in a real full kli, then it would still be considered a real kli, even as far as being mekadosh the water for efer paraduma, where you mamish need a real kli. So a hole that water would seep out of would take something that's barely mekabel tuma to begin with, a broken shard, and say, okay, it's not anything anymore. But if it was something that was a real kli, it would have no effect on a real kli. Second mida, nikev kikones mashka, if the hole is large enough that water can get into the kli through that hole, Torah mil kadish bo mechatos. It's no longer a kli to be mekadish the mechatos with, but vadayin kli hu lahachshir bo zra'im. But it could still be machshir the zra'im that are planted inside of it, that they're considered to be talush from the karka and they're mekabel hachshir tuma. And the reason is because such a tiny hole is not able to allow the moisture of the ground through it to the point where it's going to have an impact on the plant that's in the pot. Nikev kishorish katan, the third mida, if the hole is the size of its tiny root, tahor milahach shibol zra'im. Now the zra'im inside that pot are not going to be yuchshar lekabel tumah anymore because they're going to be considered mechubar lekarka. But vadayin kli hu lekabel bo zesim. But it would still be a kli as far as kabbalah's tumah because it could still hold zesim in it. Nikev kimotzi zesim. The fourth level is if the hole is large enough that olives would fall right out of it. Tara mil kabel bo zesim. It's tara from being makabel tuma based on a stam kli cheres because it can't even hold olives. But vaydayin kli hu lekabel bo rimonim. But if you decide that you're going to designate that kli to hold larger fruit like rimonim, then it will still be mekabel tuma. Nikev kamotzi rimonim, but if it's large enough, the hole is so big that even rimonim would fall right out of it, then tara miklum, then it's just not mekabel tuma at all. Now the Torah tells us when it comes to tumas ohel, Torah says kol kli psuach asherin tamid pasil olav tamehu, that if you have an open kli that doesn't have a lid on it, it's going to be tameh, meaning the kli cheres that's open, that's in an ohel ameis, becomes tameh, and everything inside of it becomes tameh. But if it has a lid on it, it's a sealed kli cheres, then the kli is tameh, is tahar rather, and even its contents are tahar. So what size hole would prevent that kli from saving its contents from becoming tameh? Vim hukav tzamed pasil ad sheyivchas rubo. The tumma will not be able to get through unless its majority of the kli is broken. So it sounds like dafka, that it's only through the derech pesach that the tumma will get through, and not through derech nekev, meaning the tumah can only get into the kli cheres when it's open at the top. But if it has a crack on the side, tumah is not going to get in. So Amar Avasi Shemati kli cheres shiru kimotzi rimon. I heard a kli cheres the shir is kimotzi rimon. Amar Rava Shemelo Shemata el b'mukav tzamed pasil. Maybe you only heard about the halacha of mukav tzamed pasil, that if it's an ola meis, it's not matzil masha betocho if it has a hole up until that size. V'harava huda amar mukav tzamed pasil ashi yifchas rubo, but I thought the shir was different when it comes to mukav tzamed pasil, that it needs rove in order for it not to be matzil. So if it's kamotzi rimon, it still is matzil. If the hole in it is only enough to drop out rimonim, it would still be matzil's contents. It says more lokasha habiravrivi habizutri, that it makes a difference whether you're talking about a kli that a large kli cheres, which is not nifsal from being matzil masha betocho until it's majority broken, as opposed to a smaller kli cheres, where even a whole size of motzi rimon would be mevatel the shame kli from it. Let's just try to get to the end of the parak, and then next time we'll have a very short shiur. So we said that in a situation where the kli becomes has a hole in the kimotzi mashke, that liquid could seep out of it, so there's a difference between a full kli cheres and a gistra, that a real full kli cheres, that such a tiny hole is not going to cause any sort of bittel shame kli, it's still going to be a real kli, but a tiny broken piece, a gistra, is no longer going to be mekabel tuma. So Gemara explains the logic. Amravasi shonen kli cheres shiuro bekornis mashke, kli cheres, a full kli cheres, the shear is that in order for it to no longer be considered a kli, that liquid could get into the kli. V'lo amru motzi mashke lin gistra b'lvad. The shear of allowing liquid to come out of the kli is only true by a gistra, that my timer. So what's the reason that a nekev kimotzi mashke is mevatel the shame gistra from a broken kli, and it's not mevatel the shame kli from a full kli? So amar zutra b'reid rav nachman l'fi she'in omrim have gistra la gistra, that a shever kli people don't have any concerns about, and when it has a little hole like kimotzi mashke, no one's going to say, oh, bring another kli in order to protect this kli so that I could put it underneath it and catch the drops that are coming out of it. No, you just chuck it if it has a hole and you throw it out. So that's why it loses its shame kli entirely, even with a tiny hole. But if you have a real full kli that just has a teeny tiny hole in it, you're likely going to say, oh, let me get another one to catch whatever drips out, but you're not just going to throw the entire kli out. Good. We had said also within Rava that an atzitz that's nikev kishorish katan, that it has a hole in it the size of a small root, it's considered, the zra'im that are inside of it are considered mechuber lekarka, and they're no longer able to be huchsha lekabel tuma. So the Gemara says, you know what, that's actually machlokes. Amru lepligiba trei morai b'marava. There are two amoraim in Eretz Yisrael that are machlokes. Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yavin, Rabbi Yossi bar Zavda, Chad Amar, one of them said that the shear of a nekev to be mevatel tuma as kli, as far as hechsher zroim, as far as the hechsher, the kabel tuma of the contents of the pot, is kemotzi rimon. V'chad omer k'shorish katan. And the other one said like Rava, that it's shorish katan. V'simenayich. And the way to remember that one of them said kimotzi zayis, which is the middle shear between shorish katan and motzi rimon, is echram arba ve'echram amit. That's a simon to remember that one of the Amoraim was Marbe Shir Gadol, the largest of the three Shirim, Motzi Rimon, and one of them said is Shir Katan, the smallest of the three Shirim, which is just the size of a Shorish Katan. So now, we had also said that a Klicheris that has a hole in it the size of a Zayas is Tar Milakabal Tuma, and if you designate it to use only for Rimonim, now it will be Makabal Tuma again, unless the hole becomes so big that it can't even hold Rimonim anymore. So Gemara brings a shita that's cholik and holds that designating it for imonim is not going to make it a kli again. Amar Rav China Bar Kahana Mishmed Rav Lazar, kli cheres shiuro kimotzi zesim. A kli cheres, the shear to be metar from tuma is kimotzi zesim. If the hole in it is enough that a zayas would fall out. Umar kshisha b'rei d'rabba mesayim b'mishmed Rav Lazar v'arei hein kiklei galolim. That these kelim that have a hole in it the size of motzi zayas is like kelim that are made from galoli behema uklei avanim, and like a stone kelim, a klei adama, and like kelim made from earth, she'ein mekabel tuma lo midivrei Torah v'lo midivrei Sofrim, it's not mekabel tuma at all. Even if you decide you want to use it for imonim now, it doesn't matter. It's not mekabel tuma at all. Olinyan samid pasil ad shiv chasrubo. And as far as samid pasil is concerned, how large of a hole could it have and still be matzil on its contents until yiv chasrubo, until its majority broken? So hadron alecha matznia, and Bez Hashem, next time we'll pick up the with the new parak, with the 11th parak of Maseches Shabbos.